What the hell just happened then, Angus? We're recording and all of a sudden it bloody...
went dead.
Who are you blaming?
You!
Oh, thanks a lot. We've lost a couple of troops too, haven't we, Luke? But we're nearly there, mate. So we just discussed, I think we were just talking about the flu jabs, which are happening on Wednesday.
The flu jabs.
All right, and we're really grateful, of course, to Dr. Fox. Yeah. And Melinda, I'm sure, will come from the clinic as well.
Yeah. Melinda, yeah.
Angus, nearly home time for you, mate. So just quickly, some news about high support. What have they been doing more of lately?
Going out.
Going out where? To the pub?
No, not the pub, to the community.
Yeah, great. They have two. And so they discussed that at our April meeting. What's there? They're called the Gravilla. The Gravilla Group.
Gravilla
these
group,
days.
Yeah.
They've been, last term, they went to 11 new community venues.
11?
Wow. Amazing. They went to galleries, museums, markets. The Discovery Park was Ashley's favourite. They went to Frankston.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want any recommendations, Luke, of where to go, speak to the crew in high support.
I already went to Frankston.
You've already been. I've seen you in Frankston fishing. I remember you kissing a fish in Frankston.
Yeah, I know it.
Old fish lips, Luke.
That was fun.
Old fish lips, Luke.
Beg your pardon?
Old fish lips, Luke.
Yeah. Now, Luke, at the end of the meeting, of course, we always finish off with questions or ideas or feedback. Now, Andy Connor was suggesting, he reckons at Bailey House every month, why don't we have a...
disco.
Yeah. All right. So that's something that's being discussed. Melissa was talking excitedly about a holiday she had coming up to Sydney. We hope you had a great time, Melissa. David Long asked about timetables for this term. Luke, term two, are timetables changing or not?
No.
And why aren't they changing, mate? Because what's not ready yet?
I'd hope.
All right, so same timetable as...
Same timetables, yeah.
Same timetable as term one. Simon excitedly shared about his volunteer role at Brighton...
What is it? Brighton Motors?
Brighton Auto.
Brighton Auto, I mean.
Remember what he does there?
Cleans cars.
Well, he polishes the...
the cars.
Yeah, yeah, the showroom cars.
Showroom ones.
Yeah, and he's been in recent times helping... I beg your pardon?
I thought he drives them.
No, he
probably would if he could. Is it still record? What the hell?
You forget the best of we could, but
no, we're fine. We're fine. We're doing this outside. There's a lot of glare. I couldn't see. We're still recording. Okay.
Oh no, that's even better.
No, he doesn't drive. He'd drive them if he could, Luke. But he wipes down the showroom cars so they look really presentable for prospective customers at Brighton Auto.
Whose cars is?
Well, I guess they're the big boss Michael's cars while they're there.
Warwick's?
They're not Warwick's cars. Well, the big boss there is Michael. He's the principal dealer. And they're very happy with what Simon's doing, and he's even been assisting upstairs with assisting Sylvia with some administration tasks. Maisie was excited because she shared with everyone she's doing some cooking on a Friday now. Sarah Swallow wanted to find out if basketball was happening this term, Luke. Can you confirm that? Is basketball happening this term, yes or no?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Yes, it is.
Basketball is normal.
You said no.
Luke, there was birthdays discussed at this recent meeting. Somebody at your residence actually had a 40th. Who was that?
Cassis.
Happy birthday to Cassis for her recent 40th. Haley also had a birthday, Angus. Holly. Alex and Ashley. Ashley also discussed the fact that she was going on a river holiday.
Ooh, wonder where.
So we hope, I don't know, but where do you think she might have gone? The Murray?
The Murray? Yeah, she might have gone there.
Maybe. A paddle steamer or something.
Paddle steamer.
All right, well, we hope you didn't fall overboard, Ashley.
I hope not either.
And we hope you had a great time.
She's a lucky girl.
Teresa McLeod was asking about her role she had at the supermarket before lockdowns.
Before lockdown, yeah.
Do you remember where she was, Angus? Coles or Woolworths?
It's in Coles.
She was. And exciting news, we have got three new staff assisting in that role. We have but here's one of them now. Leprini Dimitrakopoulos, welcome to Bailey Babble.
Hello.
Can you just tell the listeners, what day are you assisting in your new role as Community Engagement Officer?
It's on the Monday.
Wonderful. And we've got someone else helping on a Wednesday. That is?
Is it Linda?
It's no.
Caroline?
And Linda's assisting Laps on a?
Thursday.
Yeah, so Theresa McLeod, that is that means somebody like yourself will get back to your Coles placement very, very soon. Can you confirm that, Perini? That's happening soon, right?
Absolutely. It's in the process.
Have you met with Esetta from Coles yet?
I did. I just met her today, this afternoon, and she's very eager to get us up and running as soon as possible.
Fantastic news. I beg your pardon?
Maybe even next week.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe a meet and greet next week.
Yep, possibly.
That is exciting stuff. Daniel Futuris wanted to share with everybody, Luke, that if you're interested in the Bailey House identification cards, they will be for sale. If you're interested in picking one up, Luke, please speak to Daniel. Would you wear one, Luke, an identification card, or are you happy just to tell people what you do?
Yeah, I don't mind wearing one.
Yeah, sure, your choice.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in grabbing one of those, speak to Daniel. Catherine Woodangus talked about all the activities they did during the recent holidays.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they got up to, mate?
Bowling.
Yes.
What else? Disco.
Yeah, and movies. And special guest at the disco, by the way, was DJ Big Boss, also known as...
Bar 11.
Bar did a wonderful job, I hear.
Long as he didn't break the records.
I don't think he did. I think he nearly broke the dance floor. Everyone was up and about.
Yeah, and probably did, yeah.
Thanks to Bar. Great job, Bar.
Thanks, Bar.
Catherine Wood said that she will reach out again at the next meeting for suggestions, Luke, for the next holidays, which will be after term what?
Three.
Don't we have holidays in the middle of the year after term two?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I think that's a wrap, fellas. A two-parter. I don't know what I did. It must be my fat fingers, Angus. I must have bumped.
Must be your fingers or your brain.
Yeah, maybe it's more my brain. Luke, thanks a bunch for joining us today.
Thank you.
Angus, thank you kindly for joining us, mate.
Right on, mate.
Big thanks to Sam and Conman who joined us earlier. And thanks to you, the loyal listeners. This has been... Thanks for dabbling in all our babbling. This has been the Bailey Babble.
Yeah, what?